This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here, enthusiastically presenting my very good friend, Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's not here. Well, actually, you know what? He is here because he's my friend. He's here for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is that he's my friend. I don't have anybody on any of my programs that is not someone that I like, frankly. The steady diet of information that you get from the DJV program Monday through Friday, or these specialty programs, DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Very interesting, very dynamic place, and certainly they can use somebody like Jack to help people out. He's a GAPS practitioner, NUCA chiropractor, has thousands of clients that come in, or patients. Which do you prefer, by the way? Do you call them your patients or your clients? Because
well,
I think
usually,
some doctors...
Usually a doctor sees patients.
Yeah.
So
you would think that.
You know, and some of them refer to themselves as clients, and some of them friends, and some of them patients. Hey, but with that wonderful little introduction you just gave me, I have a little bone to pick. Yeah, I was listening to the DJV show earlier this morning, as I usually do.
Yes.
And there was a couple of things that were said about the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. I've got to pick a bone with you here because it
was.
Did
I say them, or were did the ladies have?
Both of you, but mostly you.
Really?
Because the trial wasn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. It wasn't about him at all. It was about the right to self-defense, and we have it all on film. It was clearly self-defense. You may not like Kyle Rittenhouse. You may not like Tucker Carlson and his covering of it. But that court decision...
Those statements are true, yes.
But that court decision saved our right to self-defense.
Well,
and it was probably the most important court decision in our lifetime.
Okay. So you and I, this is not necessarily a program in which we discuss those sort of things.
Yeah.
And I won't necessarily prolong this. But for those who didn't hear the conversation on the DJV program, which I do Monday through Friday earlier in the morning with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, I've been doing that program or some outgrowth of it for 34, the longest, that's the longest syndicated Monday through Friday program on the air.
Yeah.
So we discuss lots of different things, issues and people and that sort of thing. And I was taken back by Kyle Rittenhouse, mostly because of the visuals, perhaps. I'm not an expert in the comings and goings and why he was there. But I remember seeing a picture of him with the gun, and whether the gun is not as scary as it looks, it just seemed to me, and it was more about his parents or his family, and why at the age that he is, he was, he's still a kid. He's under the age of 18. Why was he allowed to go to this and to participate in it for whatever the reason? He was asked to go.
Okay, he was asked to go to protect a car lot and some businesses that people were trying to put on fire.
He's 17. What does he know about life?
I know. Well, I agree with you. But the thing is that the final decision where he was acquitted in all five charges isn't about him. It's about the right of self-defense when your life is in imminent peril.
I don't question that. Yeah, that's probably why I'd go along with it. I just am concerned about the fact that he was there. Whatever was going on, there were people beating him up and whacking him.
Yes.
I can argue that all day long. Right, exactly. You may have been upset with me because of what I said. And what I said, I have no use for Tucker Carlson under any circumstances.
Yeah, and it didn't have anything to do with Tucker either.
No.
When you went to high school, though, weren't there kids pulling up in trucks in high school with their .22 rifles in the back window of the truck?
No. There were no kids. There were very few kids that even drove cars to school. When I was in high school, and I'm a little older than you are, but I must have come from a different world, because when I was in high school in the I was in high school from 1960 to 1964, and there were scant, there may have been a half a dozen youngsters in my class, and let's see, how many were there? I was in the first graduating class of Framingham South and North High School. I think there were 320 maybe in our class. It was a pretty large class. And of that 300 plus, there may have been three or four people who drove cars. And and I'll tell you the reason, one of the reasons that this was the reality is because, listen to this, I remember this like it was yesterday. There was a kid in my class named Leo Bronzetti. And Leo Bronzetti's father ran a garage. And Leon was working for his father in the garage, and we had a vocational school attached to the high school, and he was in the mechanics class. Nice kid, but he drove this old Oldsmobile to school every day that he and his father had fixed up. And one Friday evening, he took the Oldsmobile and a carload of his friends to some record hop. I don't know where they were going. But they had alcohol in the car. They all got drunk. And they left the party. And Leo was driving probably 80, 90 miles an hour down a highway that was, the speed limit was 40. Oh, and goodness. He lost control of the car, crashed the car. He was killed. Three of the four people in the car were killed with him. And so from that point on, I get goosebumps as I'm telling the story. After that, there were no cars in the parking lot in the high school.
They just
weren't. The parents didn't let the kids drive to school, whatever it was. So fast forward to today, where every youngster seems to have, I remember you and I talking about this, when your son was old enough to go to school, he had that old black Ford pickup truck of yours that he would drive to school. And I say this to all of my friends. Maybe it's because it's so foreign to me. I did not let my children got to learn how to drive on the farm, and it was no special thing. They learned how to drive tractors when they were 9, 10 years old, both of them, and they both had to take their driving test on what in England they lovingly call a gearbox car. I didn't let them get their license on an automatic transmission. It was a standard transmission, but it was not a, they didn't feel like it was anything special to drive, and they knew they weren't going to get a car to drive to school. They didn't, either one of them, have cars until they could afford them themselves. So, and that's just kind of the way I grew up. A lot of people have different points of view. They want to make it more convenient for themselves, whatever it is. I just think that youngsters do not have the physical nor the emotional connection to the car, and actually know or have about them the reflexes and the ability to deal with driving today on the modern highway. I mean, I think about those highways that go through Salt Lake that we're on all the time when I'm there.
Yeah.
A 16-and-a-half-year-old kid dealing with that traffic?
Oh, it's crazy.
Of course,
that's part of the problem of being isolated out here in the Intermountain West.
Yeah.
Is there's only one freeway in and one freeway out.
Yep.
And the roads just get clogged.
They all come
like
together.
Crazy.
And the kids don't know how to deal with that because they're not taught that when they're in driving school, and the parents don't teach them that. So you're cruising for a bruising. Anyway, we got off on stuff a little, but it all goes back to Kyle Rittenhouse and him being, in my mind, too young, too immature to have been.
Well,
I hold his parents responsible for that.
That may be the case, but the important thing is that court decision was about self-defense, nothing else.
I get that. I get what you're saying, but I wanted you to know the deeper part of why I was, perhaps, sometimes when you get off onto these things, and I've maybe explained myself two or three times, I don't do it again in each of the discussions, so you may not have heard me say that earlier on.
Well, we could argue whether he should have been there or not. I agree. I could probably argue that both ways. Like, what the heck was he thinking?
Yeah.
However, exactly. That was not what the case. And it's perfectly legal in Wisconsin at 17 years old to have a gun on your person.
Yeah, which is something else I object to. I don't think kids, they don't know how to drive. They don't know how to, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. I, at 17, was a member of the National Rifle Club, and we had the club in high school, speaking of high school, and that's, I mean, I had learned how to shoot before on the farm, but I learned how to handle a .22, I learned what the, you know, the and a handgun as well, and each week, I can remember Leo Insulaca. Leo was his name, Leon. Leon Insulaca was the instructor at the NRA class that we went to. We went to the National Guard headquarters every week, Monday afternoon, and we learn how to respect the gun. We learn how to fire a gun. We learn how to take care of the gun. And that isn't being done today. Nobody's.
I got that from my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big right. We had a big farm up in West Virginia, and he took me and my two younger brothers, and we went out there with a bunch of containers of water. And he showed he shot this 1 gallon container with a shotgun. Mm. And he said, "Don't forget what that happened to that buck when it got hit with that shotgun." Mm. And then he hit it with a high-powered rifle, and then he hit it with just a .22.
Right.
And he said,
right.
"Remember, anytime you point that gun anywhere, that's what's going to happen."
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Jack, we're off on a tangent. Get back into it. But it's a good conversation, and that's where we're about here on the DJV Health Program. We'll continue.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferrewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Thanksgiving is upon us. We all know this is the time of year when we really get into serious eating, right? We have a little bit here and a little bit there. And so you're wondering to yourself, how can I protect myself against myself? And you know what the old expression is, the best offense is the good defense. Or maybe it's the other way around. You know what I mean. And so that's why Calitrin comes into play here, because if you start it now, then you won't have as big a problem next January trying to figure out how to lose all the weight that you put on between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And I think that if you look at it in practical terms, Calitrin, which is an all-natural product, it has fabulous components that will not only help you lose weight, but help you keep it off, which is what you want to do. So follow the steps at toploss.com to lose the weight. Find the product at Top Loss. Order it and then use the DJV code. You get BOGO deals. Buy three, you get three free. You buy 100 and get 100 free if that's what you'd like. Special Thanksgiving deals are yours, plus free shipping using the DJV code. When you order Calitrin, the natural way to keep the weight off and lose the weight. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
To Dr. Jack Stockwell now here on DJV Health. The connection to Jack and I goes way back. Actually, when I first met Jack, he was doing and now has gone back to doing a local radio program, which becomes the contents of much of the podcast that you do. We have our podcast. We focus on important things that we talk about here and try to get to the heart and meat of our conversations. For example, a recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com focused on Jack talking about your brain. I asked him whether your brain is the same as your mind, and he has really good answers to that. He also explains a lot of different proteins in one of the podcasts, and we opine about science and medicine and that sort of thing. We also, in a recent podcast, talk about the foods that we eat, the right to grow and eat food, and my concern about what's going on with food sovereignty and the huge mega food corporations that are connecting to each other, not necessarily connecting with us. We talk about C-sections and natural birth, that sort of thing, organ donations. I'm giving you a sampling of some of the things that we've talked about recently in the podcast, which you can find at djvhealthshow.com, new ones every week. So, your latest podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com is a focus on childhood experimentation. What do you mean by that?
Well, now that they've allowed the vaccines at 5 years old, it takes years and years and years and years and years to determine the effectiveness or safety of a vaccine. And this super rush through that has taken place over the last year is just that whoever is getting the vaccine is the study. I mean, the study, people want to assume the study was over with before the FDA approved this stuff is nonsense. Mm-hmm. The study is ongoing, and even Pfizer's phase 3 trials aren't over till March of 2023, as they've already admitted. And then to start doing this experimentation upon 5-year-old children for something that they otherwise would have no problem with whatsoever, to me is just madness. So that's what I focused on in the latest radio show podcast there at Forbidden Doctor. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com on the landing page, click on radio show, and they're all there. Just a list of week after week after week. In fact, I do another one tomorrow morning.
Well, there's a very important the thing about Jack and Ken and the other people that are at your service that do things with me under my various programs is that there's practical application for everybody. Your consideration here, maybe you don't agree, but your consideration that Jack is pointing you to is what is happening in schools. I know in my own neck of the woods here in Framingham, Massachusetts, there are 13 cases that have been reported this week in the public schools. And they've gone through this whole thing, whether they're using that as a handle to try to get parents to get their youngsters vaccinated. It was heretofore 18 years or older, you get the vaccine, and it was considered safe. So now, I don't know what they did to decide that it was okay for 12-plus, or now it's 5-plus, they just cut down the amount of the dosage, I guess. I think that's the only thing
well,
they've
the
done.
Five-year-old, yeah, it's a third of the adult dose.
Right. But they're basically saying here, Jack, and I don't know in Salt Lake where you are if they've done the same thing, but it, when they see the cases of youngsters who have this stuff, they say, see, if you'd had a shot, you wouldn't have gotten COVID.
Right. And their chances of surviving it are 99.9997%
of getting COVID.
Of dying from it.
Oh.
99 surviving. I mean, of surviving.
Yeah, survived. Right. You
and like most people, I mean, we've all been exposed to it. I think I had the sniffles a little bit about a year ago, and I've got antibodies now, and I just don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's all food for thought. We continue in that vein with DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting Monday, the U.S. will be putting travel restrictions in place for non-citizens as the Omicron COVID-19 variant spreads. Now, starting Monday, the U.S. will restrict travel from South Africa and 7 other nations due to that heavily mutated strain, as that's the region where this newly detected virus variant was first detected just a couple of weeks ago. President Biden commenting on this latest development while speaking to reporters on Nantucket on Friday.
Every American who's not been vaccinated should be responsible and be vaccinated age 5 years and up. Number two, everyone eligible for the booster shot should get the booster shot immediately upon being eligible.
Fears about this latest COVID variant spooking Wall Street yesterday. The Dow lost 905 points. This is USA Radio News. The Broadway composer and lyricist's most famous song may have been this one.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair?
But then again, Stephen Sondheim had so many. Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. A friend and lawyer, F. Richard Pappas, announcing that he died Friday, suddenly, in his Roxbury, Connecticut home. Sondheim's musicals included West Side Story, Gypsy, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and Sweeney Todd, among many others. Again, Stephen Sondheim was 91. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, second half hour of his hour of DJV Health, special weekend edition and Thanksgiving Day edition. Dr. Jack is here for those of you who may not listen to this program with regularity on the weekend or as part of the DJV program. He's an eminent NUCA chiropractor, and to explain that for those who don't know, Jack can tell you what he went through for training, why it's different than regular chiropractic. Again, Jack, this is for people who are new to the program and listening on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving weekend that might not have heard you before.
Well, the most important thing is that the floppiest joint in the entire body is the head sitting on top of the neck. And it's super weak, it's super floppy to accommodate the incredible range of motion that the head has on top of the spine while the spine virtually is standing still. And that range of motion comes at a cost because of the weak floppiness. Accidents and injuries will tear or stretch the ligaments that hold the head onto the neck and cause a displacement out of balance of the head on the neck, and it starts compressing nerves. And when you start compressing nerves at the very top of the neck, where your spinal cord is the thickest coming out of the skull, where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord. There's neuroanatomists tell us there can be as many as 78 trillion cells inside the human body. Oof. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions of cells are in the nervous system passing through this area. So it's information from the body into the brain, information from the brain into the body. And just like you can step on a garden hose that would restrict water flow to some area of your yard where it starts to turn yellow after a while, compression of those nerves at the top of the neck will have some deleterious effect somewhere in the body. If not just joint pain, muscle pain, headache, you know, sciatica, various neuralgias, but also internal organ problems can result from compression of those nerves.
All right. So I never asked you this before, but it just came into my mind. George Floyd died because the police officer put his knee on his neck. Could any of the things that you just described have been the cause for the demise of Mr. Floyd?
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah. And if he was misaligned before that, because I saw pictures of him before his death. I could just tell by the way he was standing he was misaligned.
What does that mean? Explain that for the unwashed.
The head wasn't sitting properly balanced on top of the neck.
Yeah.
So there was already an inflammatory process taking place there. And then, I guess that's a regular police submission position? I don't know.
Is it?
That's the first time I ever saw that.
I know. I've seen a couple of examples of that. We had one here in Massachusetts last week where a fellow, an officer, there was a kid having a fight with another kid, and he got the kid down on the ground, 17 years old, and put his knee right into the kid's shoulder and neck. And people were aghast looking at it. Don't you remember George Floyd? Everybody was yelling at him.
Exactly. And if he wasn't misaligned before that,
he
certainly was
after that. Right. Exactly.
And you don't have to have symptoms show up in the next 2 hours after that injury. It could take 2 years before that system breaks down enough. It could end up with bad migraines. It could end up with low back pain, sciatica.
So let's go one step further with this.
Sure.
In terms of the later years and what happens with blood flow into your head and, you know, strokes, dementia, Parkinson's, all of those things, could they be somehow related to lack of having the proper adjustment? Having his, you know, as a NUCA guy, I know see people who you're concerned about maybe going down that road. But is there a danger if you don't have proper alignment of you? Is there more an increased danger of stroke, of Parkinson's, of Alzheimer's?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting you bring that up because of a brand new patient I just saw yesterday who had a severe car accident 20 years ago. And it was a really bad accident. And over the years that followed, they didn't seem to have a whole lot of problems. But about a decade later, in the last 10 years, all these breakdown symptoms began to show up in the spine, in the head, in the neck. Because this person was very healthy, they were very resilient, they were very athletic, so their body was able to put up with that kind of torment until gravity just finally won out, got a lot of nerve compression. So she comes in, she's only 47 years old. She's losing her memory, she's losing her hearing, and she has been everywhere that she can possibly be, and everybody says, oh, your blood work's good, your x-rays, and yeah, you've got an old injury in your neck there, we can see it in the x-ray. Well, she found out someone who knows us found out about her and said, hey, you better get in there and see this guy. So I take some pictures of her, and I said, yeah, there's the whiplash 20 years ago. Well, why didn't it bother me then? Well, then I just had to repeat what I just got through saying to you. Because a lot of times, based on the strength of the body, it will put up with a lot of torment before it finally can't do it any longer. So, yes, she's had restricted blood flow to her brain. She's had restricted nerve innervation, restricted neurotransmitter activity, restricted nerve synapses in the brain, going on for 20 years. And even at the age of 47, it's finally catching up with all kinds of nerve problems that the medicine has no answers for her. That's why she ended up in our office.
Okay. So the people who are listening that may be new to the program, or even those who have been listening for a while, one of the reasons I love Jack to go off on, not quote-unquote a tangent, but the explanation of something like that, is so that it may ring a bell with you. If you have any or maybe all or most of these symptoms, then you do something about it. You go find a regular chiropractor. If you can't find a NUCA chiropractor, but don't let it go.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of that last story.
It'll just get worse.
Let it go because it's going to be worse. I'll tell you something. My son, who just had his lovely wife, Sophie, had a baby boy last Thursday. And I've been posting pictures on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan, also on DJV's Facebook page. And one of the things that I brought to Brendan and Sophie was a book about chiropractic care for young babies.
Yes.
And in fact, they have already a pediatric chiropractor if he hasn't done it, I think this week they're going to do it. Because the babies, when they come out, imagine the force, the trauma that we all have gone through. If we aren't cesarean born, then we go through the birth canal. And by its very nature, I never thought about this, you know, until I became friends with you. I got a good chiropractor here in Massachusetts that I've been seeing for 35 or 40 years. And he's the one actually that wrote the book that I gave to my son and my daughter-in-law. And so it was to them, it seemed to make nothing but sense. She had the baby at home. It was a midwife thing. And so they were doing all this natural stuff. That's the reason I'm saying is because it's all the approach they're taking would be the approach that you would advise for a youngster.
Absolutely.
And maybe in a moment we can talk about why it is that a youngster that's just being brought into the world needs chiropractic attention. Dr. Jack Stockwell, NOCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner. Don't forget about the newsletter that he has. ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com is where you find it. He produces a new one every month with all kinds of things. There's so many areas of service that you can get from Jack and the information that he has. And he and his wife do a lot of research. You'll find all of that, most of it, at ForbiddenDoctor.com or in connections to it. JackStockwell.com as well. Just tons of information that is very helpful. And for that, I am this Thanksgiving Day weekend and every day thankful that you and I are friends and that we can spend this time helping people out. Here's a way you talk about your neck. If your neck is out of adjustment, probably because you got a lousy pillow and you may be sleeping on a bad mattress, all those things are important to know when it comes to getting rest and to keeping everything. Let's say you go see Jack. You spend the time in there, you get the adjustment, and then you go home and you sleep on a lousy pillow and a lousy mattress. So you undo all of the good that Jack and others who would do the things necessary to help you, you're all undoing it. So perhaps you ought to be thinking about new pillows. The best place to get them is at MyPillow.com. Special deal on standard MyPillows right now. Can you imagine? The usual price is $69.98. That's what you'd pay in a retail store. You right now can get them online at MyPillow.com for $19.98.
Wow.
There's something to be thankful for. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that square, put DJV in there, and you get the standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Pretty cool. And there are a lot of other things as well. You get deep discounts using the DJV code on everything that's in the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com. So again, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to take advantage of this special deal on the standard pillows and other things that are there. We are at your service. I am. They are. Help yourself. Good Christmas gifts. There's a lot of things in the product catalog that you can find, and you'll save money and be happy that you gave people something that would be really helpful to them and their health. Good night's sleep. Check it all out. MyPillow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495. All access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here. A few more minutes on... There's a study that you have come across about intermittent fasting. Why does it work?
Well,
how does it work? Probably a better question.
Well, when we look at ourselves ancestrally, And how long have we had refrigeration, you know, since the end of World War II? Mm-hmm. How long have we had huge commercial farms just since the end of World War II?
Right.
And so our eating habits today, based on the last six, seven, 8 decades, is in complete contradiction to our eating habits of the previous thousands upon thousands of years, where we had periods of plenty and periods of nothing, and periods of plenty and periods of nothing. And our genetic code, as far as digesting food is concerned, is that the body is really genetically wired to not have food for several hours, if not a day or two at a time. And then, of course, not to load it up with all kinds of processed foods that we find in our grocery stores anymore. So this whole new science, like they call it new science, of intermittent fasting, where you go several hours a day without any food. Like you eat for 5 or 6 hours during the day, and outside of that, you do not consume any food, which helps to reset the hypothalamus. It helps to reset several other areas of the body that have been genetically coded for the thousands of years decades we've been upon this planet. And so the latest information, the latest study that came out, is showing that certain aspects of intermittent fasting works like a diabetes drug in the sense of going without food raises certain protein structures in the body that help to decrease inflammation that a specific diabetes drug is designed to do. And so when we can do anything to fight inflammation, when we, especially heart disease that's from chronic inflammation in the arterial system, when we do this intermittent fasting, it shows the increase, the study shows the increase of certain markers that inflammatory level is decreasing as a result of the body not constantly having to digest food.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so there's a lot of benefits to intermittent fasting. That's another one.
Okay. You'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com several special products that Jack and Mary have formulated, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, Ageless Thyroid. And for this Thanksgiving weekend, you get 20% off if you call the office to order any or all of the products that they have. You can find a list at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Call the office at 801-523-1890 to get those discounts. And happy Thanksgiving from Dr. Jack and Doug.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, The 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferrewards. Bank of America member.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for the continuation. Our conversation goes on and on and on and on with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack has fabulous knowledge and creates in people the desire to know more about medicine from his point of view. He's one of the participants in our DJV health experiment. I don't think it's an experiment anymore. We've been doing this for a long time.
We're getting on to 2 decades here.
Yes, I know. It's no longer an experiment. So anyway, I had in my mind, I was looking at something this morning. Your clinic is in Salt Lake City. You've lived in Salt Lake, or you lived in that area, Utah, all of your life. And I see that the Great Salt Lake seems to be disappearing. Now, whether this has anything directly or indirectly to do with medicine, I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time because of what's going on there. It's been very dry there this summer, I guess, right?
So it's been, I think, for about 5 or 6 straight years now, a downward trend as far as moisture is concerned. Now, we're in a full-blown drought, not just here, but in the West.
Yeah.
But something to remember about the Great Salt Lake is it's the bottom of what's known as the Great Basin. Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake is the bottom of the bathtub. So if you've been out working in the garden all day long, or out on the tractor, or out some construction project, or in your backyard garden, or whatever, and you finally get to a bathtub that night, and you finally get yourself good and clean, what's the last stuff you see draining down that bathtub? The dirt, the mud, the dust, whatever.
It's on you.
That is what the Great Salt Lake is, because everything drains to the Great Salt Lake out here in the West that didn't drain to the Colorado River. And so that's how it got so concentrated in these minerals. It's why, you know, it's like the Dead Sea in Israel. Now, the important thing is you wanted to know if it had anything to do with your health around here. I don't think directly, but indirectly it does. Because there's so much more dust in the air out here. And you can see it during the day up in the sky. If there's a high pressure and there's not a lot of winds blowing through, you can see it laying a white cloud all over the valley, almost like smoke.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking, actually, when I saw this focus on the Great Salt Lake's water level and where it's going. Now, I've been to visit you how many times over the years? And
many.
From where you live up in the mountains,
yep.
You can look down at the Great Salt Lake, which is on the other side of the airport. But it's from where you are, what, 30 miles or so?
Yeah.
I think outside of the city.
At least 20.
But the Salt Lake Tribune has a picture of what they've described as its death spiral. And that's kind of what I was focused on. This apparently is something that just appeared, or just the article has just surfaced, although certainly people who live in Salt Lake are aware of what's going on. And so how does this change the atmosphere? How does it change where you live? The Great Salt Lake is, in fact, where a lot of salt that's used in our country comes from. The water...
Well, there's a big Morton salt factory out west of the lake. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we always talk about how vital water is to life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it escapes us on a much larger scale how absolutely vital water is to life. Now, if you lived up around the Great Lakes or if you live on the coast, either one, you don't think that much about it. But out here, where it's getting drier and drier and more people are coming here from California. And it's interesting that Victoria, being from Jersey, there's a lot of people coming here from New Jersey that just wanted to get out of what's been going on there for the last few years.
Well, we were just talking about that with regard to Georgia, Atlanta. A lot of movies being made there. A lot of people in Los Angeles moving. Well, the same thing is true. A lot of people are doing movies in Utah. Appears to be... very open to business, and so that's bringing more people in. You don't get any water. Where is your water? Your water comes out of the mountains, right?
It comes from the sky. It comes from the sky that fills the reservoirs. And it comes from the snow, the heavy, heavy winter snow, if we have a lot of heavy, heavy winter snow. Mm-hmm. If we don't have a lot of winter snow, the trouble factor increases every single year.
Yeah.
And this could be a killer year. This could be a year where people won't be allowed to water their yards anymore as of next summer if we don't get a ton of snow this winter.
You know what I was thinking about, too? Have you ever been in the Great Salt Lake? The reason I ask that is because I've been in the Dead Sea in Israel. And you can't sink. You float because there's so much salt in the water. That was the case, I'm guessing, when there was a lot of water in the Great Salt Lake, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a big resort. It was called Salt Air. It's a giant resort in the west for the Great Salt Lake to go out
there. By the way, what about
float.
Our body? Why don't we sink in salt water? What is there? You got 10
well,
seconds.
It's a buoyancy factor. You know, it depends. It's the relationship of your specific gravity to the specific gravity of the solution you're in.
Ah. Now, there's... you want to straighten that? You want to diagram that sentence, please, for me? And I'll get back. All right, so there's some interesting health information on the back end of DJB Health at 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.